Recently, the election was held in Canada's most populous province, and of course that would be Ontario, and the Conservatives finally came back to power. It's been a long time since anybody had a Conservative thought in government, at least in Ontario. Finally, the Commies have been kicked to the curb, and that's kind of a nice thing. We're looking forward to it all being very positive. But you know, here's some negative to that. 60% of all Ontario voters did not vote Conservative. They voted for the other guys. They voted for the Liberals, the NDP, the Greens, the Purples, the Greens. Again, I said it, didn't I? I gotta say it again, because is this disturbing? How do you get a green? Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, they got all that, but they do have a majority government that's Conservative. So I kind of hope it keeps on happening and that they get that 40% up to like 60. They should try to reverse that. What does a minivan and the Ontario Liberals have in common? 7 seats. Hey, you got to have 8 to have regular or provincial status, party status, whatever that verbiage is. Recently, a safe, you know, a big safe that you put in the bank. You got all that? The safe was recovered from Kelowna's Mill Creek. Okay, it had been laying in the creek for quite some time, and people had called the police and said, there's a safe in the creek, we can see it. It's not a homicide, is it? We're kind of busy. It's locked. Finally, the citizenry went in and they pulled it out. 5 people did that, and it came out of a business. They could easily tell. They kept phoning the police. Finally, the police came and said, hey, maybe it's been stolen. Duh, do you think? And maybe there's something in there. Good grief. I mean, the Mounties now in a case in Penticton, still in the Okanagan Valley in British Columbia, similar kind of thing. It's a complex case. I can't talk today. I got it now. It's a complex case. They've been working on this complex case now for 4 years. And let me tell you what's so complex about it is somebody stole money. That's it. They stole money. And they said, well, we got a homicide to deal with. Really? This is the Okanagan Valley. I don't think there's a whole bunch of homicides going on every other day. The amount of missing funds range between $10,000 and $40,000. I guess that's okay. Let's all go to the 7-Eleven or the bank or something and say, don't give me 100 grand. I'm here to rob. I just want 10 grand. And then it, you know, then we're busy doing other things. I mean, that's not very good. It shouldn't matter how much you steal. If you steal, you steal. I mean, if you get caught, you shouldn't be able to say like the Prime Mistake and other people that get it. Or I got caught here, I'll give the money back, and that's fine. It shouldn't work that way. It just shouldn't. Seattle. You know, Commies are in Seattle, not the people, the people that run Seattle. They're so far left wing. I mean, it's an embarrassing thing. I mean, now they say that they encourage people to take drugs, I think, because they must all be on drugs themselves, the way they pass laws and the laws that they do pass. And now apparently drug use is showing up, drugs is showing up in food sources. And it's a socialist capital. Come back tomorrow when I can talk, okay? The socialist capital of the entire country is Seattle. It's run by a Democrat mayor and city council who they really don't care about the people, okay? They just they do all kinds of bad, dumb things. Lastly, transgenders. There's 2 transgenders in the U.S. that are winning all the events, you know, the 100-meter dash and so on and so forth. And people are kind of concerned about that. And they said, well, what can we do about it? Pretty simple to come up with a solution to that. What do you think? Y'all come back tomorrow. See ya.